This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This summer, the Albuquerque Museum of Art is presenting Changing Perceptions of the Western Landscape, an exhibit of paintings, photography, prints, and sculpture by contemporary landscape artists. And on four consecutive Thursday evenings during the exhibit, the museum hosts Albuquerque's chamber ensemble Chatter, performing music inspired by the Western landscape by contemporary American composers. With us this morning is the co-artistic director of Chatter, clarinetist James Shields. James, you have selected composers who are particularly associated with the American West.
Yeah, our first three concerts all focus on composers who lived in the West, composers whose music really captures the spirit of the landscape. We're starting with a concert that we call Cali Quartets, and it's music for string quartet written by famous composers who have connection to California. One of them isn't really famous. It's a guy named James Shields, who I know quite well, and I lived in California briefly as a youngster, and David really wanted to put on this piece that I wrote when I was a student at Juilliard called Lost Man Loop. So we're including that, and we have work by Terry Riley, who's a very important figure, one of the fathers of minimalism, which is maybe the most important musical trend in American classical music in the second half of the 20th century. We also have a work by Ingram Marshall, a very beautiful work for string quartet and electronics that uses sounds of the San Francisco Bay Area, boats and foghorns. And then we move from California to Alaska, and we focus on music by a composer named John Luther Adams, who is different from the John Adams we all know and love. John Luther Adams' music really captures the spirit of Alaska. It's open, it's often desolate, maybe cold at times. Also on this program, we have a work by Peter Garland, who lived in Santa Fe for a while, a really beautiful work called Coyote's Bones. And we felt we couldn't conclude our review of Western composers without including John Coolidge Adams, who is the more well-known John Adams. And he's been in California for the last 40-some-odd years. He's perhaps America's best-known living composer. And we focus on some music from his early period, which is very expansive and develops slowly, but is also very beautiful and sometimes melancholy, and it's a really great program.
This is a great collaboration between a contemporary music ensemble and a museum of art and history.
Absolutely. This is maybe, our fourth summer working with the Albuquerque Museum to curate some shows, and I think that this is our best summer yet. And the fourth concert of the series, it kicks off our Slow Down Albuquerque series, a three-concert series starting on Thursday, August 15th. And the centerpiece of that program is a beautiful work by Morton Feldman called Rothko Chapel, which is scored for chorus, solo viola, percussion, and celeste. It's a very delicate piece that we'll be performing in the gallery amongst the works being featured in Changing Perceptions of the Western Landscape, and should be a really beautiful, moving program.
So let's be clear here. The first three concerts are in the performance space right there off of the main lobby. And then the last performance is going to take place actually in the gallery space.
In the gallery space. We'll have some seating available, but we thought it would be nice to let people just flow through the space and examine the artwork. And it should be a really nice event.
James Shields, along with David Felberg, leads Albuquerque's contemporary ensemble, Chatter. Chatter performs at the Albuquerque Museum of Art on July 25th, August 1st, August 8th, and August 15th, in conjunction with the museum's summer-long exhibit of contemporary responses to the Western landscape. For information, go to chatterchamber.org. James, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.